Hello, it's Ed Gamble here from the Off-Menu podcast that you're currently listening to. I am on tour now. The show is called Hot Diggity Dog. Make sure you go and get yourself a ticket. I'm probably coming to a town near you if you live in the UK and Ireland. And Ireland, Dublin and Belfast. Do go to edgamble.co.uk, buy yourself a ticket, and I'll see you for an evening of Hot Diggity Dog.
Hot Diggity Dog!
Thank you, James.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The secret is you add just a little dash of milk to make this the creamiest podcast on the internet. Welcome to the Off-Menu podcast.
It's so creamy.
It is so creamy. That's James Acaster over there. This is the voice of Ed Gamble. We're a couple of rum lads who like asking people what their favourite meals are, James.
That's true. We're going to ask them their favourite ever starter, main course, dessert, side dish and drink.
Yes, we always get a special guest on here to ask them those things. And today the special guest is
Reggie Watts.
Reggie Watts, brilliant comedian, musician. He's on The Late Late Show with James Corden and many other things besides. I've been following Reggie's work for a long time now, James.
Excellent improvisational musical comedian.
I think I saw Reggie's show at the Edinburgh Festival in 2005, would you believe?
Wow, I wasn't even born then.
So, if Reggie says a secret ingredient, of course, he will be removed from the restaurant despite being very good.
Yeah, that is true. And this week, the secret ingredient is Rivita.
Rivita, those horrible, dry, crumbly biscuit wafer things. I mean, awful. Every time I eat one, which is rare, I think I'm basically eating a drinks coaster.
Because it's so rare, do you call it a Rarevita?
No.
No.
So, if Reggie says Rivita, he will be kicked out of the restaurant. Let's hope he doesn't do that. So, we are off to Reggie Watts' home studio in LA to record this episode with him. We're in LA. Fair few episodes that will be distributed throughout the series.
So many famous people walking around.
Yeah.
Sunset Boulevard. The Hollywood sign.
We've not been out much. So, this is the off-menu menu of Reggie Watts. Welcome, Reggie Watts, to the Dream Restaurant.
Oh, well, thank you. Wow, so dreamy and creamy.
Welcome, Reggie Watts, to the Dream Restaurant. I've been expecting you for some time. What is that you're drinking?
I'm drinking... This is a special concoction made by a human, and it's pineapple spirulina kale smoothie.
That is LA in a bottle.
It is. It is really LA in a brothel.
Do you know what each element of the green juice is doing for you? Do you know what the spirulina is doing for you right now?
Well, the spirulina is technically just giving me a huge mineral blast.
Right.
And I'm really getting blasted by some minerals right now. The kale is giving me, whatever kale does. I think it just makes you feel good about the fact that kale's in there.
Yeah.
That's mainly what kale does. And then pineapple, as we all know, I mean, people in Australia, even in New Zealand, have heard of pineapple. And it's one of the few fruits that people in New Zealand or... Australia, I've heard of.
Yeah, they know it.
They know it.
And they know it very well.
And feel it.
Yeah, sure.
So that's it.
Will do you think halfway through the episode we might really hear the spirulina start to blast?
I think we might hear some spirulina blasts.
Yeah, okay, yeah, good.
Because it's amazing at blasting.
It sounds like a metal drum kind of... beat, a spirulina blast.
Yeah, like
oh, for sure.
Yeah, like a sort of a harder blast beat.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 blast beats. It's part of the blast beat movement that's coming out. It started I think it was like either like Mullumbimby. I think it started in Mullumbimby. That's just like there was like some hippie on a hillside and like a tank got loose and started rolling down the hill and the sound of the tank. And then they were like, what if I made a track? Anyways.
So this is the dream restaurant where we can get you any meal, any dish from anywhere that you would like. James is a genie waiter. He's very much in charge of getting the meal.
Have you met
a
genie before?
I have not.
Really?
No, I mean now I have.
You're the only person we've had on the podcast, which I think that's a lie.
Okay, well.
I think surely you've met a genie before.
You'd think. You'd think. I get the question. Well, no, I've never gotten it. But I've thought it many times, and I've always been surprised that the answer is no, I haven't met a genie. Although maybe I have, and they just haven't said that they were genie.
Well, yeah. Is there anyone in LA who you've met during your time here who you've gone, they might be a genie, actually. I'm pretty sure they could be a genie.
Damn. Oh, you know what? I think Sarah Silverman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sarah Silverman feels like a genie. She feels like she has it's like when you meet her, you feel like she's got an ace up her sleeve. Like, like there's something that she knows that you don't know that she's always got a slight smirk about. She's like, you're like, what are you laughing at? Nothing.
But what she's laughing at is that she could be offering you wishes, but she's chosen not
to. Yes, exactly. Oh, Sarah. Oh, so frustrating.
Are you into food? Are you a big food guy?
You know, I do like food. I also have a struggle with food. I love food, but I want to choose good food. Uh-huh. But on occasion, I also want to feel like, you know what, I'm just going to treat myself and have a good meal. So yeah, food's a mixed relationship for me.
Yeah, I can sense there's some complexities there. I think there's a number of things you wanted to say there and you didn't say.
No, yeah, there are probably many things. I was like, just like, wait a minute, let's keep it entertaining. It's like, you know, like consciousness. No.
So we always start with still or sparkling water in the dream restaurant. We always give you the choice like they do everywhere.
God, that's really tough. I think I'm gonna do still.
Yeah.
Yeah, still.
What was the tussle there?
What was going on in your head there?
Because I think in the past I used to pick a sparkling because it feels like, oh, it's extra. You know, like, oh, I'm here at a restaurant, so I might as well choose the fancy option, which is, you know, the diamond water. But like, but then I started getting into the plain water because it's like, you know, if it doesn't taste good without bubbles, you know, is it good water?
If you're not enough if you're not enough with it, no.
What?
If you're not enough. If you're not enough.
If you're not enough with it.
If you're not enough if without it, you'll never be enough with it.
Oh nice. Okay.
Yeah, no, that is good.
I love that.
Yo, you said that?
Yeah, that's it. You just.
John Candy and Cool Runnings.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
What?
It's what he tells.
R.I.P.
Did he need as many takes as you?
No, I think he nailed it. He nailed it. He knew how to pronounce with.
Famously, if you want someone to say with, you got Candy.
Totally. It's like they call him the with it guy. With under any circumstance, no matter how drunk he is, upside down.
That's what he told the captain of the bobsled team, because about the medals.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he said, you know, winning gold medals are great.
Yeah.
But if you're not enough, oh God. No.
Just splice it in when he said it right.
Take from earlier.
I love that very much. I think that's great. That's an incredibly wise piece of advice.
Yeah,
that's some
so maybe
candy.
That's what you think about the water.
That is kind of, I mean, yes, inadvertently. I think that's actually true. It's like, hey, you know, it's like when I go to a Mexican restaurant, people are like, hey, someone will say that at some point.
Yeah.
Like if you're in a Mexican restaurant and you like really keep your ears open, at some point when there's going to be someone in there that's going to say, hey. But aside from that, like I'll always order the beans.
Yeah.
So if the beans and the rice are and the salsa, if the beans, the rice, and the salsa aren't good to some degree, then probably the rest of it's not going to be that good.
Mm-hmm. Would you leave a Mexican restaurant if they brought the beans and it wasn't good? You'd be like, this doesn't bode well, I'm off.
I mean, if it was, I mean, they'd have to be some pretty terrible, I mean, they'd have to be like beans that are off.
Yeah,
I think I would leave then, but you know, it is it's food, and I'll eat it.
But basically, if they can't nail the basics, you haven't got high hopes for the more complex stuff.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you go to any cultural food place, and you know, if you go to a French restaurant and the baguettes suck, you're like, well, what's the point?
The rest is going to be terrible.
It's going to be terrible.
Yeah. With that in mind, if a podcast host can't say the word "with," how optimistic does that make you for the rest of the podcast?
Well, you know, I put more emphasis on being able to pronounce the word "the." So, you know, to me, like "with" is like that's an easy one because some people say "wid" or "wit." You know, it's more. You know, but "the," you kind of have to just say "the."
Yeah.
And so far, all your "the's" have been like
perfect,
crazy.
Right? I've landed them all.
The most worrying thing for a podcast would be if they say "podcast" wrong. If they're like, "Hello, welcome to my broadcast." This is going to be so bad.
Unless that's the title of the podcast.
Yeah,
that's the only exception.
I agree.
Like, hey, here's my grab fresh. You're like, what? I got to go. Thanks, though.
You screwed up the beans.
Totally, these beans suck. It's like, I don't get the reference. You will.
Oh, if you were a good podcaster, you get the reference.
Yeah, totally. Another strike.
Poppadoms or bread? Poppadoms or bread, Reggie? Poppadoms or bread?
Bread, because poppadoms stick to the roof of my mouth. I don't get them.
Yeah.
I don't get them at all.
Yeah,
I don't get them. I don't get them. I have them and I'm like, this seems like a good idea. Like, I bite into it, it's thin, it's like, you know, like, it's like the shedded skin of a dragon. You know, it's like, oh, here's a skin flake from a dragon. And you, like, start to eat it and you're like, oh, it has a nice flavor to it. And then the next thing is like, oh, I can't get it off the roof of my mouth. Why can't I get it off the roof of my mouth? And it's like, oh, it's in between my teeth. I can't get it. So I don't understand it.
So is every poppadom you've ever had just now embedded on top of your mouth? Is that part of your skin now?
It is. It gets absorbed and then I have a much tougher palate, which is cool. But but I could have done without it.
How much, if you got all the poppadoms you've ever eaten off of the roof of your mouth, how much of a dragon do you think you could cover with it?
We're talking about square footage of dragon coverage, depending on the dragon, of course, and the age of the dragon. I'd say, in general, you'd be looking at like maybe 1/3,000th of a percent.
Oh, yeah. So just a little like a...
Yeah, because it's really thin.
Yeah,
and dragons, I mean, as we all know,
big.
Have really thick skin.
Yeah.
Emotionally as well.
Yeah, emotionally. Yeah, totally. You can say all kinds of things to a dragon. They're just like, what's your point? Yeah.
Oh, dragons search their own names on Twitter and they don't care. They don't care who said anything about them.
No, they have no idea. They just they go on there just to make sure that they're indifferent.
The last Game of Thrones season nearly got to them, but they're all right now.
Yeah. They're like, that's not what we do. Wait a minute, I'm not supposed to have an opinion.
Talk about what kind of bread Reggie would like. Because you said bread.
That's right.
But what kind of bread would you like? What's your dream bread?
My dreamy bread, I guess, would be gluten-free. Just because I feel like it's a healthier choice, even though it probably isn't.
Uh-huh.
No, okay. I'm going to change it. I'm going to say like a dark bread, like a dark kind of either rye or something like that bread. Yeah, I think that kind of a bread-ish.
For the listener, just to let you know that Reggie shut his eyes then and was really imagining that bread.
That whole thing.
Yeah, I had to because I have to be in the restaurant, you know?
Yeah.
Because where we're at right now, it doesn't look traditionally like a restaurant. It could be.
Sure. I mean, where we're at now, and I think anyone listening to this podcast wouldn't really imagine where we are now. Wouldn't be able to accurately guess that we're all sitting on beanbags.
In fact, send in your guess, too.
Did you shut your eyes and everything was dark, so that's why you went with dark bread?
Yeah. Well, no. Well, it was dark at first, but then I imagined a bread basket, you know, like when it kind of hovers in front of you and you see some tongs, you know, on top of it, and they're pointing. They're like, this is the rosemary piccata bread. Yeah. This is the gooseberry flisnel bread. So I was imagining the tong pointing.
Dark bread.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't pick the gooseberry flusional bread. That sounds absolutely delicious.
You know, I just don't want to. I don't want to be that obvious.
Yeah.
So it's like, let's throw them off.
Yeah, it's very Wonka.
Very
Wonka. Yeah, totally. The snozzberries.
Our snozzberries, I'd actually like to try.
I would finally like to try.
Yeah, that.
Because you hear it. You hear it in the air. You hear it. You see it on a bus. You see it everywhere. You never get to taste it. So. Yeah.
I'd like to try a lot of the Roald Dahl foods, actually. I'd go to a Roald Dahl cafe.
I would go there in a second.
Oh, there'd be a lot of confusion because some people go in there thinking they do Dahl and then they don't.
Yeah. Oh. They could put it on the menu, Roald Dahl.
Roald Dahl. Yeah. It's like in like some kind of a like a pancake like thing. Yeah. It's like there's Dahl in there. Let's work on it.
Like a Swiss roll effect.
Swiss roll. Maybe like a Roald Dahl or just regular Dahl? I'll take it rolled, thank you, because I'm in a hurry. I have to go. Oh, okay. Would you like a Dahl shooter?
So you want the rye bread, dark rye bread.
Right, dark rye bread.
You want it in the basket with the tongs.
Yeah, I want it presented with it. I want someone to point at that as a selection with tongs.
I could absolutely point at that for you.
Thank you.
Would you like it warm, butter?
Ooh, I'd like it slightly warm. Okay. Normally I'd be like, hey, do you have a vegan option? But I'm going to go with butter.
Uh-huh.
You know, even though... You know, Joaquin Phoenix just did that amazing acceptance speech and talked about, you know, just taking, you know, cow's milk and just be like, it's mine, bitch, you know, and being like, you know, human assholes. But I would say, like, out of all the products of a cow, I don't mind as much the butter because there's worse things. So I'll take the butter.
I was very much looking forward to that speech. Because I've followed his speeches throughout the awards season.
Yeah, right.
And there's been... progressively getting closer and closer towards that kind of stuff.
Yes.
And I was quite looking forward to it. I was like, now I really want him to win.
Yes.
I wasn't really bothered about him winning. I wasn't that bothered about Joker, but I was like, I really want to see the speech.
Yeah, the speech, absolutely. Well, he's great because you're like, you care about him. So you're like, what is he about to say? Oh, he cares about so much. He can feel it, and he's like stammering a little bit, and he's like, because like he needs to get it out, but he still gets it out, and you're like, it's almost like a mini movie. It's like this triumph. You're like, he did it.
Like the King's Speech.
You're like, oh my God. Yeah, totally, exactly.
It's like the King's Speech, but with more references to artificially inseminating cows.
Oh my gosh.
That was the.
Which, you know, no one's ever said during an Oscar.
I don't think anyone ever, and no one ever will.
No.
this was it.
Unless they're referencing. That.
Yeah. Yes, of course. It's like, I remember when Joaquin stood up here and said...
It'd be very hard to get it in there again without being accused of ripping him off.
Yeah, totally. It's like,
you know what? I also have a problem with people artificially inseminating cows. And I know the other guy said it, but like, I'd like to bring it up also. If you're going to be handing out awards left and right, we'll be thinking about artificially inseminating cows at some point this evening. So we come to your dream starter.
It's where the real meal begins.
Yeah. It's going to be a starter you've had from anywhere in your life. The best starter you've ever had.
Probably a starter from a Ford F-150 pickup. Really reliable.
You've done loads of preparation for a car podcast.
Totally. Brilliant. It's a starter from a Blue Jay. I have to close my eyes because you have to you look at the inventory because there's been a few, I've had like a few meals.
I'd like to encourage the listener to close their eyes at this point as well.
Yeah, because you guys might be able to see it. You'd be like, no, pick that one.
You might all be able to find where Reggie is in his mind.
Guys, let's collectively use
it. Are you imagining someone pointing at loads of restaurants with tongs?
Yeah, totally. It's like, it's all tong based. All my starters are like, would you like this starter or this starter? I think I've definitely had some like a mousse bouche type things. Like I like a starter to be flavorful and small.
Yeah.
So I would say, because sometimes we get starters and really they're just, it's a meal.
Right.
It's like a meal before a meal.
That's why I like starters.
That's why he loves me. It's a way of
sneaking in another meal.
Oh, I see. Yeah, but then you're probably like playing soccer for like 6 hours afterwards, and then it wouldn't
matter. Me, Reggie. I'm always playing soccer for 6 hours directly after a meal.
I think professional soccer players play soccer for 6 hours,
and they certainly wouldn't do it after they've eaten.
Oh my God. I would say something on like a little crostini or something, like a little flavorful thing. I don't know what it would be, but because you know, starters are weird. It's a non-starter.
What do they make you feel weird?
Well, because like I know that I should probably just order a meal. You know, because I know when I do a starter, I like the idea of it. It's really cozy. You're with your friends, and you're like, maybe we could get it for the table. You know, but I eat it, and then I'm kind of already full. And then I'm like, ah, oh, now I have a meal coming. And then I have to pretend like I'm not full for the meal. And that, you know, that's tough. That's a lot of acting.
How do you how do you pretend to not be full? What's the sort of...
you just go like, well, I got to eat this. That's it. That's the mentality.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes here in LA, you might be going for a meal with a casting director. And you go, right, I've got to pretend to be not full. And then at the end go, just so you know, I was full for that whole movie.
Yeah. And they'll be like, oh my gosh, the role is yours.
Yeah.
Yes. Is it rye? I don't know. I think that's how you have to do it. You just have to eat it. You just have to be like, yeah, this is my first meal. I didn't have a starter.
Keep
you
making going like, oh.
This is good. Yeah. Oh, whoa, boy, I can't believe this. You know, a lot of that.
Yeah.
But to yourself, maybe. Or maybe, look at that. Oh, yeah, and then commenting on the color, the heat, whatever, the temperature. It all helps.
If you want to, you can just pass on the starter. We've had guests pass on the starter before.
I'm going to pass.
Ed will be upset because he's a starter boy and he loves starters.
I just think it's such a waste.
It's his favourite course.
Even when you were circling around crostini, I was like, that's too small.
Oh!
I thought you...
What's a crostini?
Like a little crispy bread thing.
You know, like
with
the tiny, thin, crispy bread, and then they put things on it.
They put like a tapenade on there or something.
Yeah, like a tapenade or a mousse.
If you want, I can just give you the crostini and that's it.
Man, maybe I'd
that's
do
a starter.
Maybe I'd do a crostini with a pureed air sauce.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Don't fill up on air though.
No.
I won't fill up on the air sauce.
No air sauce for sure.
Air sauce sounds like an insult.
Hey, get out of here, you air sauce.
Yeah.
It's like I don't know what that is, but the way you said it sounds like it's not supposed to be favorable.
So we've basically done the lightest starter possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The closest to nothing we could find.
But still something.
I like it.
The main course.
Oh, yeah.
The eyes are closing.
It's going to be another pass.
Yeah, totally.
It'd be so funny. All you have is a bit of bread. And then at the end, you just pass.
That's all I need. I just don't need very much.
Some rye bread, and I'll be going home now.
Thanks, guys. Gosh, that's a tough one. But I would say probably... I've had good like high protein pasta before, you know, like a quinoa pasta. So I do like maybe I do yeah like a quinoa pasta with maybe an olive oil with some nice sautéed veggies in there and maybe some marinated protein of some sort like tofu or tempeh or seitan or something like that.
Now. Where did you go there, Reggie?
Yeah.
Where did I go?
Yeah, where
your
did you go?
Your eyes were shut for a long time for that whole monologue.
I went to Crimbley Hill.
What's Crimbley Hill like?
Crimbley Hill is great. It's a wonderful area. It's in Pretoria. It's where all the predators hang out.
Yeah,
and they do a lovely quinoa pasta.
They do amazing quinoa pasta, guys. I don't know. It's probably a restaurant around there. I would guess somewhere. A great restaurant. You have to drive to. It's in the countryside, just outside of Crimbley Hill. It's amazing. It's great, and it's. Yeah, where the predators hang out.
And what kind of predators? Is it in the aliens or?
Yeah, like aliens. Yeah, they're all just hanging out. It's like, oh, that looks good.
That's a very good impression.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, that's great.
Now, did you just discover you could do that? How long have you known you can do that for?
I think I've known it for a while. I think because I love cats, and that's part of that. That's the purring mechanism, and then but you just you slow it down, and that's a predator.
Right. So you take a cat, you slow it down.
Yeah, you take a cat, slow it down. Cat purr, slow it down. Predator.
Yeah, you don't take the cat itself and slow the cat down.
No, you could try to. Yeah, you invent a technology to actually slow down a cat, which no one cares about that part of the technology. They just want to see a cat slow down.
So
you do that. And when you do that, it's like you get the predator sound. That's how they got the predator sound. They invented a technology to slow down a cat when they're purring. That's it.
Do you own a cat?
No, I want to.
You seem like a cat guy.
I like meow heads.
Yeah.
They're cool. They're just like, they don't give a fuck, you know?
Yeah.
They have that blank look on their face.
Yeah.
And that's what's appealing to me. you move them, you like shake them around and stuff, and they're just always just like, just a straight cat face, you know, that all the triangles, you know, and the eyes, and they're just like, eh. And you're like, ah, how about this? How about this? They're like, no, I don't know. So I enjoy that.
Yeah, like the triangles of the eyes. Yeah, just yeah. Moving them around.
Like triangle nose, triangle mouth. You know, there's so much triangles going on. The triangle ears.
Yeah,
there's big triangles.
Do you see everything in shapes?
Yeah, yeah, almost. Anything that has a shape, I'll see it.
Oh, yeah? You'll see it in there. It can get past you. Quick test, those windows?
I call those rects.
You call them what?
Rects.
Rects.
Yeah, just like some rects. Standard rect angles.
Rect.
Yeah.
Action rect. Going on.
The type of angles, rect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What rect. About Ed?
What shape am I?
Oh, geez. Hume.
Hume, yeah, fair.
Hard Hume.
Nice Hume shape. It's good. What about the great Benito?
Oh, geez. Probably like a guru.
Yeah, little guru?
Yeah,
guru
a little shape. Guru.
He's got he
a
is guru our little shape. Guru. Yeah, he's our little podcast guru.
Yeah, he's like making magic happen. Closest thing to a genie in your life.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Well, I mean,
apart from
yeah, I mean, oh, anyway,
sorry. Sorry, fair enough. Sorry, guys.
No, sorry, that's okay.
Oh my!
What kind of people are in the restaurant that you imagined in Crimbley Hill? What kind of people are sitting? What kind of people are sitting around there?
There's some people that are having like light laughter, and there's people that look like they should be assholes, but then like when you really like listen, you're like, oh no, they're just having a really great conversation, and I was wrong.
Right. Okay.
So there's a lot of that, like where you're like, oh, those people are probably assholes. Oh no, they're not. They're actually. Oh, that's cool. You know.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of those people. They look like you're supposed to be, you know, disgusted at them or disappointed in them.
Yeah.
And then they end up surprising you.
That's nice. Yeah. Always nice to be surprised.
It really is. It's it just lets you know that there's more to life than, you know, life.
Yeah, it's more to life than life. Get that on a t-shirt.
We went for breakfast this morning and there were some fun people in the restaurant, weren't there, James?
There were. There was a lady, me and Ed were sitting and having breakfast and Ed went to the bathroom and he came back and he was so excited about having his meal because it's a place, Millie's, where Ed's been before.
Yeah.
He likes it a lot.
I like it very much. I did a little dance on the way back from the bathroom.
Did a little dance.
I was just doing a little food dance because I was so excited about my eggs.
Really?
And then the old lady saw me and she's like, you like dancing? She was very loud.
Wow.
What are you dancing? Oh, you like dancing, do you?
Oh my God.
That's... And then she looked at me and went, why aren't you dancing? Your body's dancing, you're not going to dance.
What the hell?
Well, we were very polite to her, but then she just go, how old are you two? We told her. She was like,
what are you, 22, 23?
James went, no, I'm 35. She went, you look real young. You almost look like something wrong with you if you look that young.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You're 35. You got a problem if you're 35. But you look 22.
Oh my
God.
You
must be sick. I'm from Chicago.
Oh my God. This is a real woman.
Yeah.
Real woman. She's really near. She's probably still close to here. She can't have got far. Yeah.
Okay. Let's find her, obviously.
At one point, she went, I'm from Chicago. We got a good sense of humor. LA humor.
Oh, my lords.
I pretended to be sick on the floor. Yeah.
Chicago humor.
Yeah.
Okay.
I liked her.
She sounds like a delight.
She was a lot of fun.
So that was a surprise.
It was a nice surprise, yeah. So that's the sort of person. Who was in our restaurant?
That's
today.
A great restaurant.
But she wouldn't be in Crimbley Hill. Do you want to invite her to the meal in Crimbley Hill?
I mean, Crimbley is like a little bit, it's hard to get into.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So.
Will this sell it to you? My favourite part of it was when I had my back to her and I heard her go, cool, dude, real cool, I'm cool. And then I turned around and she'd put a pair of shades on. I was sitting there going, I'm cool.
The man came back from the bathroom because she didn't know. She was like, your sunglasses are cool. And then we were chatting about sunglasses.
She had sunglasses on. She's like, I'm cool, dude.
So she's like an outward thinker.
Yeah.
Oh,
I like that. Yeah, I like that. She's like, I like these. This cabbage is really cabbagey. Yeah. Look at this plate. It holds stuff.
Yeah. It was great.
At one point, a man who was clearly a waiter just walked past. She went, do you work here?
Yeah.
She went, okay.
Yeah. Oh my
she had no questions for
that was
it.
The end of the questions for him.
So she's at the door of Crimbley Hill trying to get in. So you can just hear her in the distance going,
want to come here. Yeah, I'm from Chicago. Why has he got his eyes closed? What is this, a gate?
Okay, well, that's good to know. I'm glad she's out there.
Yeah, she's out there.
She's going to get in eventually.
Yeah.
She's the type of person that just ends up getting in someplace.
Yeah, I think so.
Just like, suddenly she's like, oh, no, I'm in here. And you're like, what? How did you get in here? I don't know.
Have you chosen for your main course something that is genuinely your, like, the most tasty, delicious meal you can imagine, or something that right now you think would be a good choice?
Because you talked about the struggle with food sometimes, and I have it as well. It's a struggle between making the healthy choice or really just going for it and knowing you'll feel bad about it afterwards, but also enjoying it in the moment.
What names do you call yourself? Because Ed, when Ed gets angry, he calls himself names out loud on the flat, right?
Yeah, love that.
On this holiday? Yeah. What are some of the classics you've called yourself so far, Ed?
Oh, Fat Monster.
Yeah.
Fat Monster. I've never heard that before.
But it'll never stop me. I'll always enjoy the food, and then I'll be like, oh, you fat monster. It's almost just sort of bathing in it afterwards.
Yeah, sure.
I'm the similar. It's just like, oh, man, this is so good. Oh, this is great. Oh, look, this is, oh, man. Oh, oh. God, what the hell? What's wrong with you? Why are you so dumb? Why are you dumb? Look how dumb you is. You see how you feel gross, don't you, right now? You just big, gross man. We're going to have to slide across the floor now. You just gained 80 pounds. What the hell's wrong? You know what the hell's going on. I don't know. It's like, it's just like this whole, like, like in that moment, you're like, this is the best.
And
then not too long after, it's just, it again, the gap shortens and shortens the older you get.
For sure.
A millisecond later, you're like, oh, I'm an asshole. The fuck, who am I? You know better. Why'd you do this? God, you're such a dick. All you had to do was not do that. And yet you couldn't even do that. It's just like, that's the conversation. I mean, you know, it takes practice. It takes practice. Also, if you like the weeds, if you like THCs, if you enjoy those.
Oh, do you like those?
I do enjoy the THCs. Okay. Yeah, I've like had a few THCs.
Oh, yeah.
And that sometimes will just like turn you into that monster.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Just like, it's like the you know, Tasmanian devil or whatever. It's just like, you know.
That's actually what a cat sounds like sped up.
Oh, yeah.
So the meal you've picked, this quinoa pasta with marinated tofu.
Yes.
That's a meal you can eat and then not immediately turn into the monster.
Yeah, I mean, as long as I didn't eat too much of it. See, because the problem is also quantity, because I'll be like, it's healthy.
Yeah.
So I can eat a shit ton of this. You know? I'm just going to eat the fuck out of this. That's going to stop me. I have to eat the right amount. That's my thing. If I can have a good meal where it's balanced with intense flavor, cool texture, that's satisfying. And then I don't, because I like it so much, I don't have more of it.
Yeah.
That's like super success.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's like part of enjoying the food for me is not eating too much of it.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Which is weird, but true.
Well, let's say you have had a THC before the meal.
Yeah.
Are you still ordering that pasta?
Yeah, I think I would. I think I would. I think nowadays I would. I'd like to think I would. I mean, because sometimes I'm a burger human. You know, like I really enjoy burgers of all kinds, like real burgers, you know, veggie burgers, black bean burgers, whatever.
Impossible burgers.
I like impossible burgers. Burgers that just not a few years ago were not possible, but now they are. I like them all. But, you know, a burger is not the best choice always, especially if you're at a restaurant. If you're at a restaurant, depending on the situation, I find that food that you can take bites of with a fork is a little bit more restaurant-y than a burger. A burger is just like, you can always have a burger.
Right, yeah.
Unless it's a legendary, sometimes I'll go, okay, if I'm gonna have a burger, I'm gonna go to Jean-Georges, you know, or whatever, I've never done that. But I'm just saying, like, I'll go to like some crazy, super mega expensive, because if they have a burger, why would they have a burger? Unless it's like one of the best burgers in the universe.
Yeah.
And in that case, I will try it, but it's really just an excuse for me to have a burger.
Do you remember having an incredible burger? Do you remember the best burger you've ever had?
Gosh, you know what? I do. Sometimes I get a loss for words, but it was.
The eyes didn't even close there.
Oh, I didn't have to.
Okay.
I had one eye.
One eye.
I was just like making sure it was in focus. It's like, does my interior mind and the exterior mind, do they match? I think, what's the place called?
McDonald's?
No, it's not McDonald's. Come on. You guys are a bunch of knuckleheads. No, it's that club. It's the club in... What's that? Oh, Lalo. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lalo. There's a place in... I forget what area of London it is, but kind of Shoreditchy, maybe? No, that's wrong. Anyways, there's a place called Lalo. It's like a kind of like a Soho House style place, but mm-hmm. you can just go in and have dinner there. And they won Best Burger, like, I think it was like 2 years ago or something.
Oh, really?
In London. And I was like, well, we'll see about that. And had the burger, and it just... blew me the fuck away. It was insane. And they explained like how they use three different types of meat and the seasoning, and then they cook it, but then they steam it towards the last end of it to finish cooking it. Wow. But the steaming it makes it really super juicy.
Yeah.
It was crazy. And the bun that they, I mean, I had it and I couldn't, and it wasn't big. That was my other thing.
Yes. Right.
It was not, I don't like those giant, you know, those burgers where you have to squash them. Yeah, like, yeah. For some reason people think like, hey, if it's a burger, it's got to be really fat and you can't put your mouth around it. It's got to fall apart and you've got to look like an animal. And this is just like, well, here's a delicious burger. Yeah. You know, like, and I could pick it up with both hands and take a normal bite out of it. It was amazing. That really blew me away.
Is this place a nightclub, did you say?
Yeah, it's also a nightclub. It's like they'll have shows there. It was a really tiny, it's all like, it looks like, it's all done in the decor of like L.A. in the 1940s.
Right, okay,
a lot of
cool.
rich, like, velvets and things like that, and very beautifully appointed, a lot of attention to detail. And so downstairs there's like a little performance area, then the main floor is a restaurant, and then there's an upstairs kind of party room for cocktail parties, and then above that there's another party level or whatever. And it's a members club, but you can also be invited there, or you can get a dinner reservation. But it's small. It's a small, tall building.
Nice.
It's great. I was really blown away. That was, I'm glad I can remember a burger. Because usually I'd be like, what's your favorite burger? I'd be like, I've had I don't know why, but that's the one I can just go, boom.
Yeah.
That's
great.
Also, there's the point there, like, during that, where you were trying to remember, and you went, where was it? Yeah, yeah. And there was that. And for the listener, I'm not even going to tell them what happened.
No. I'm definitely
let them believe that you were just, in your head, there was...
You guys are just going to have to access it from the general human memory
exists. Yeah. Someone was talking.
As I'm describing, just close your eyes, and you'll go there. Yeah. Yeah. It's easy. Jeez.
Also, there's a place in London that I've never heard of.
I've never heard of it either.
I live in London, so I get to actually go and do that my own time now.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I think it's the same. I think it's the same chef there, but and they probably have the same recipe. But yeah, go there and let me know what you think. Yeah,
because I steam it at the end as well. It reminds me of in The Simpsons when Principal Skinner's cooking for Superintendent Chalmers and tells him that he's making steamed hams. Do you remember that?
No. Steamed hams.
He sets the kitchen on fire.
Yeah.
And I don't know why he says steamed hams now, but it's very funny.
Yeah.
But it's like, I think he tells him he's making steamed clams, and then they're but that messes up, and he has to go out and get crusty burgers, gives him the burgers, and he said, I thought we said we're having steamed clams. He goes, I said steamed hams. But steamed hams, even though they are clearly grilled. And it's a very funny episode.
Yeah, yeah.
If no one else remembers it, here I am.
It is surprising an entire episode how of the often Simpsons. The podcast descends into, and this happened on The Simpsons.
Yeah. Remember when this happened on The Simpsons? Well, this is Simpsons, Greg.
Okay, oh, you're talking about The Simpsons, yeah, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Jessica. OJ.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Today's episode of Off Menu is sponsored by Aura. James, are you ready to win Mother's Day?
I am, Ed. I want to cement my reputation as the best gift giver in the family. I'm going to give my mom an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
May I say, James, I absolutely love the class and elegance with which you use the word mom, because this is for US listeners.
All of your moms deserve a good Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
Yeah, I think your mum's going to love looking back on your childhood memories, seeing what you're up to today, seeing what you were up to back in the day, and even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating mom's frame with new photos, so it's the gift that keeps on giving, James.
Ed, answer me this. Who is the best gift giver in your life?
I'd probably say my wife is a very good gift giver. Not that my mom is not a fantastic gift giver, but my wife's very good at little surprise things. She says, I've only got you a few things, and then there'll be little surprises, things that we've seen throughout the rest of the year. I'll say to my wife, I like that, and then I forget about it, and then on the day, there's some lovely little gifts there for me that remind us of the year that we've just spent together.
Oh, if you like being reminded of stuff, may I suggest photographs?
That's a very good point, James. I think we should get ourselves an Aura digital picture frame and put some of our wedding photos on them.
Right now, Ed, Aura has a great deal for Mom's Day, Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AURAframes.com. Use code OFFMENU at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
So your side dish now.
Yes.
Will you have a side dish? You didn't have a starter.
I would have a side dish.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd probably put a dish on the side. I'd do a salad. I'd do a salad. I'd do like a powerful, not too strong dressing.
Yeah.
Very light dressing, but a good powerful. Well, that's also chopped up enough. I don't like it when there's giant.
Yes.
Leaves of romaine. Like, they're like, here's an entire leaf. I mean, I get it. They're like, this is the whole plant. But I kind of like it when it's already, you can kind of already eat it.
Yeah. I don't want to be folding a leaf into my mouth.
Yeah, I don't want to be doing
hanging off the plate as well, quite often. Just like a whole leaf hanging off the plate. And you've got to eat the half on the plate first and then sort of push everything else back down onto the plate. Yeah, you want it chopped up, like sort of half chewed, really.
Yeah, exactly. Pre-chew Charlie's.
Yeah. Pre-chew Charlie's.
That was a sketch on SNL a long time ago. It's really gross.
I can probably imagine what it was.
Yeah, you don't need to. Guys, don't worry about it. Don't look it up right now. Don't hit pause and go look up that bit. You're not gonna like it.
What kind of a dressing is this? This light dressing? Because Ed likes dressing on salads.
I do.
I don't.
You don't like dressing?
Well, I don't do it because I'm only ever eating a salad because I'm trying to be good, and I think, well, why am I going to put a load of sugar on top of it? Mm-hmm. So then I just don't. I just try and have a salad that I don't enjoy as much as possible.
Do you think dressing is sprinkling sugar on top of it?
In my head, yeah.
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 If you make your own dressing, though, you just do a bit of olive oil, bit of mustard, bit of vinegar.
Bag of sugar.
That's all you need, salt and pepper.
Yeah. That's all you need. But... And it's super low calorie, too.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of oil. Sometimes I'll just do, what do they call that? Sherry vinegar? Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. The red. Yeah. So I'll just do that sometimes.
Yeah.
I just put a little bit of that. And also, here's another thing. I like eating salads with my fingers.
Ah.
So, I mean, and that means that there can't be a lot of dressing on it.
Right,
so I don't like getting my hands messy, but I'll oftentimes take a bunch of leaves and they'll be in a bowl, and then I'll ask for dressing on the side, and then I'll just dip the leaves into the dressing because I like picking the leaves up.
You're
with
just
my hands.
Eating the salad with your hands.
Yeah.
How many restaurants have you been removed from in LA?
8.
Yeah. But you're eating your pasta with knife and fork, then setting them down and then getting your hands in the salad.
I'm not saying that's what I would do for this meal, but I'm just saying as an interesting tidbit of information generally.
You like to eat salad with
your hands. I do enjoy eating because that way I control the dressing.
Yeah.
And then I think of it more as like potato chips. Like a bag, I'll get like a big bucket of pre-washed salad, you know, I'll rip it open. Yeah. I'll be like, these are my potato chips, you know. Like, isn't that funny that I think of them this way?
We could put this salad in a potato chip bag if you want.
That would be great.
Yeah,
salad chips, you know.
What's your favorite flavor of potato chip that you would want on the outside of the bag and then just have a salad
inside?
So
you can pretend like you're eating it with the salad in it.
Yeah, that's important. I would say... oh gosh, that's a tough one. I guess I would say maybe in the UK you have like incredibly such a variety of flavors. chicken flavored, you know, chips, ketchup flavored chips, which you'd think would be an American invention, but it's not.
We
don't like ketchup. Now we do like ketchup. You know what? Fuck it. Let's put them on tips.
American like chip makers must have been like, how the hell did they get there before us on that?
There's
had a meeting that morning. Okay, guys, I don't know if you've seen the news, but we're getting outdone by a bunch of fucking Brits.
Oh my god. I mean, it's like, you guys are light years ahead in the chip department. Yeah. I mean, the flavors, it's insane. It's like tarragon peanut butter, you know.
I would eat that. Yeah, totally. That's great.
Tarragon peanut butter. It's like, no, it sounds crazy. That's how it all starts. It sounds gross, but it's really good.
We have competitions in the UK to come up with new like crisp flavors and stuff like that, where they're just like Walkers every now and again will be like, you can name our next flavor. Just do it, make it whatever you like.
Right.
And then the public are like, oh, I want it to be like jam and chutney and crisp flavor. Like crisp flavor crisps.
And prawns.
There's always one guy at the back saying, and prawns.
Don't forget prawns. We know, Larry.
You come here every time, Larry.
Prawn, Larry.
Prawns. With already prawn cocktail, Larry.
You know that, Larry. You're eating a bag now.
I like them. We know. Larry, stop.
You've always had a very good British accent, I've got to say. It's very much one of your skills, Reggie. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. I enjoy being a part of this podcast.
I mean, hanging out with Corden now, you must like even hone it even more.
Well, you know, it's tough with Corden because, you know, I don't really, if someone's like, do a dialect, I can't really do a dialect. It's just like, I just kind of go into it and then it morphs between different dialects, you know. Because, you know, sometimes like, you know, people are surprised, like, oh, it's not always can't. Some accents say can't. And some, you know, so it's all over the place. So I can't really do it that way. But when I start, if I start, usually it'll evolve and kind of be like, oh, that sounds, oh, that's pretty close. You know, oh, that's, or a London accent.
Yeah.
You know, or you've been exposed to multiple accents and it's like a washed out, you know. But yeah,
you need to be in a character like the guy running the crisp flavor.
And if
seminar,
he's talking like this or whatever. Yeah. You know, this guy's kind of speaking like this out the back of his throat, right? And he's talking like that. Like, that's one way I can feel like I can get inside the suit, you know, zip it up and just have a great time.
But, you know, there's always this way of speaking and, you know, it's very fun to talk like this and talk to your neighbour and your mates and just say, hey, what's going on?
It's great. It's really good.
But if someone was like, you have to do an impression of James Corden, that would be hard.
I couldn't do it. I mean, unless I'm in the room and I hear him say a phrase, I have like, there's probably like a 30 second like absorption buffer, so if someone does like blah 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 blah, blah, I'm like blah blah blah, and they're like, whoa, that sounds just like, I'm like, oh yeah, and then like I'm like 20 seconds later, do it again, I'll be like blah, 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 blah. Oh, no. Damn,
it's gone.
So the salad in the crisp bag,
which is very molecular gastronomy, by the way.
And prawn flavored crisps,
in a prawn flavored ketchup tarragon peanut butter crisp bag.
So your favourite drink to go along with this whole meal, your drink, we'll give you free refills if you want something like that.
I would probably say an iced black tea.
Oh yeah,
with lemon,
with a bit of lemon in
and
there.
A bit of lemon, yeah,
that is that for the old throat, so you can sing on stage.
Yeah. It's so I can eat and immediately sing. That's
what
I
about
always...
the meal you had.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
Because obviously we're going to make you do it.
Well, I got to pay for it. So yeah, just in case I have to sing, I might as well keep it light.
Sure.
But I do. I just enjoy the flavor of a good iced tea.
Where nearby here would you go for a good iced tea?
Do your own?
No, I wish I'm not that. I can't. I refuse. No, I like this tea called Tejava.
Uh-huh.
It's like Tejava, I think. They just nail a perfect tea flavor. It's great. And it's in a glass bottle. It's great. So that's my favorite iced tea.
In a glass bottle. From the store, not
store. A health food store generally, or a store that, you know, takes pride in what it sells. You'll find a Tejava.
Here's a question that we always ask people who choose iced tea.
Okay.
Have you ever met Ice-T himself?
I have, actually. I did his podcast once.
Right?
Yes. I did his podcast in New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
think is where it was. I drove out to New Jersey.
Yeah.
So weird. It was a weird, God, that was weird. He lives kind of in a place that you would think he'd live in. Not necessarily the building that you'd think he'd live in, but his place, it's like a condo.
Yeah.
But you go inside, it's all like white, like marble floors and pillars and like Greek statue type stuff and like a lot of shiny chrome, you know, that kind of stuff. It was very weird. And his wife is like, I forget her name.
With Lemon.
you heard it here, folks. No, it's like a white palace, like white marble palace with a kind of a mafia feel to it.
Yeah.
And so I have met him.
Having met Ice-T, do you think that Ice-T drinks Ice-T?
I think he has to.
Yeah.
I think he has to. I think you don't name yourself that unless you like it. And I'm imagining that it was probably like porch-based Ice-T. You know, it's like you throw in the bags into a big glass jar. You seal the jar with the tags out, you know, so that they're floating around, but the lid kind of like locks them in, and you just set it on the... Set it on the porch and hope no one steals it. That's how I think where he got it.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And would you, is there a lot of ice in the cup with the iced tea as well?
Yeah, I'd say that, there'd be some, like, maybe the, it's tough because you can either do the chipped ice, which is classic, that you would get in a diner, or you get that professional high-density ice, you know, like the craft drink movement where they get those, like, super dense, perfectly cubed with, like, a dimple in it because of the machine or whatever. They're just, like, cubes that seem to last forever. Like, I like that idea because that way you don't ruin your ratio, the watered downness.
Mm. You like shapes as well. We've already established that.
I do. I'm a shape. Yeah, I'm a shapester.
Some shapes there.
I'm a shapey.
So finally a dessert.
Ooh.
We arrive at dessert.
Dessert.
Which is my favourite course, so I'm hoping that you don't do what you did to Egg Stars and pass.
An air-flavoured ice cream.
Oh, if there's an air-flavoured ice cream coming around the corner, you're in trouble. I'm going to flip out.
A long time ago in 1773, there was a machine that was invented by Lord Byron James, who was quoted once saying, help me with this. And it's really in his honor. No, I don't know. I would say I love chocolate. I think that chocolate to me is Sorry. And when I was a kid, I had a saying. I said, if it ain't chocolate, it ain't dessert. and it's still true to this day. Like when people are like, I have this wonderful, this is a tangerine mango, whatever, puree, apple sauce pie. I'll be like, yeah, that's interesting, but that's not really... That's not dessert to me. Or even like in elementary school where people were like, you want a nerd? How about a Sour Patch Kid? I'm like, what the fuck are you guys? Stop fucking around and just eat some fucking chocolate.
If it ain't chocolate, it ain't dessert.
That's how it is.
When you say that now, do people go, oh my God, are you the if it ain't chocolate, it ain't dessert kid? I remember you.
We're that kid.
Oh, you're that kid, eh? Yeah, I am. So what of it? So I would say a chocolate mousse is wonderful.
Very nice.
I like a chocolate mousse. I like a raw chocolate. Raw chocolate mousse is really good. It's light, refreshing, not too sweet. I like that. Sometimes I enjoy a good, my favorite absolute chocolate dessert, if I could have it and it wasn't so terrible, would probably be German chocolate cake.
What's German chocolate cake?
Well, it's German, and it's a basic chocolate cake, but it's layered with coconut frosting, and I think they use it's a lot of brown sugar because it's a very brown looking coconut frosting, like a dark beige or something like that, and a lot of coconut chocolate. It's very simple, and sometimes it can be. Not soft. It can be like almost like the frosting is a little bit has a density to it that it's a great.
That sounds really good.
That does sound very nice.
I'm imagining like Matilda chocolate cake.
Yeah,
sort of. You know
Bruce Bogtrotter.
Bruce Bogtrotter. That's what I'm.
Bruce.
More of old doll food. We're back in the old doll.
Back in doll food. Yeah.
Someone actually did make me Bruce Bogtrotter chocolate cake. They got the recipe online. And then my friend Joe made it, and it was huge, massive. And she said, that's going to make you feel sick. but gave it to me anyway.
Yes.
In Tupperware, because I was going on tour, and I ate it really quickly, and it did make me feel very, very sick.
Yeah.
You were warm.
But then you don't really feel like Bruce Bogtrotter unless you're really full and feel sick and feel like you're going to be sick.
You just feel a pretty focused attention to health.
Yeah, that's all I felt. I felt like, oh, I'm going to die now.
Yeah, it's like this is kind of an emergency.
Eating the Bogtrotter cake.
Yeah.
I think those recipes must be, I mean, that recipe's online. There must be loads of Roald Dahl recipes online.
Yeah, maybe there's probably a recipe for Roald Dahl.
Roald Dahl. Yeah. That's if any... Send us your favorite Roald Dahl recipes right here. P.O. Box 755-323-728. We'll be right back after these messages.
Read your order back to you now, Reggie.
Yeah, sure.
What I'm tempted to do is see if you can remember it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I could do it.
What water did you have?
Flat.
Yeah. It's still water.
Yes, it's still flat. Water. It's still water.
Brackets flat.
Yeah, it's still water.
Poppadoms or bread? What did you have?
I took bread.
What kind of bread?
Dark rye.
Yes. Yeah, doing well so far.
Some butter.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, butter. Yeah.
Starter. This is all with his eyes open as well, by the way.
A non-starter.
Non-starter, but then we pushed you and you said you would have...
Oh, geez. Hold on. Starter. Oh, I'd have a... it's a crostini. Yeah, a crostini with an air sauce.
Yeah, with pureed air sauce.
Air sauce.
Yep. Main course.
Main course was a quinoa pasta with sautéed vegetables and marinated tofu.
Yeah, and olive oil.
And olive oil, yes.
From?
From...
Crimbley Hill.
From Crimbley Hill. Yeah, that's right, Crimbley Hill. Yeah, that's where the restaurant's located. Yes, Crimbley Hill. Yep.
Side dish?
Side dish was an salad with dressing on the side.
How would you like it served?
In a crisps bag.
Yeah.
That was flavored. It was a peanut butter, a prawn, ketchup, tarragon.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You're going to eat that with your hands?
Uh-huh. Yep, hands. Yep.
Your drink?
It was an iced tea with a professional ice cube. Black tea.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
With some lemon.
You love the lemon. Yeah, lemon.
From Tahaba.
Yeah, from Tahaba.
And your dessert. Did you decide it would be German chocolate cake?
I think
it would have to be.
I think you've done. You've been really good for the whole meal.
Yeah,
I tell you what, because it's a dream restaurant and I'm a genie, I can make sure that this chocolate cake tastes as good as it always does, but it has zero calories in it and you don't feel any regret afterwards.
Well, then I would love to have the cake from Stuttgart.
Yeah, I'll take all of that chocolate away cake. From you. All the guilt, all of that away from you.
A German chocolate cake. Although it's interesting that it's a German chocolate cake and it's got coconut in it, which... arguably wouldn't exist in Germany. But somehow it got labeled German chocolate cake.
If there were coconuts in Germany, I would imagine there never would have been a Second World War.
No, not at all. The Germans were just upset that they didn't have access to coconut.
We've never had anything tropical.
Let's create all this trouble for the world just so we can get a coconut.
Thank you very much for coming to the Dream Restaurant, Reggie.
It was a total, as they would say in Israel, it was a total chalom.
Thank you, Reggie. Are you experiencing your mineral blast yet?
My mineral blast. Yeah, I have been.
I have been all the way through this whole time.
Yeah, mineral, because minerals don't. A mineral blast, it's still an elongated experience.
Sure.
You know, like most things are, like a sugar is a blast. You're going to like get punched in the face.
Mm.
Minerals, their version of blast is like over an hour.
It's a slow blast.
Thank you, Reggie.
Thanks, Reggie.
And thank you.
Thank you, Reggie Watts, for that wonderful menu.
You.
And
thank you, Reggie.
Thank you for not saying rye vita.
Oh, if he had said rye vita, it would have broken my heart.
He said rye bread, but that's not rye vita.
Yeah, when he said rye bread, I was ready.
Oh,
he said, I would like some rye. I was like, uh-oh.
James was so nervous, he was gripping the corner of his beanbag.
I was gripping that beanbag so tight, beans were popping everywhere.
It was our first ever episode recording on beanbags, and you know what? I liked it.
Yeah, it was nice. I thought they were very good beanbags. You just drop into them and then they formed around your body. It was real nice. It wasn't like you didn't hit the floor from
no,
you know, there's
not
enough
at all.
Beans to support you.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Good
it
quality.
Formed so much around James's body that when he left, it was still attached to him. It's still wrapped around him now.
I'm still wearing it right now.
Yeah.
I'm like a little turtle.
And it's very warm in LA as well. You shouldn't really be wearing a little turtle beanbag back.
No, but a lot of people have, you know, I'm thinking maybe like the casting directors for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles would be walking around and they'll see me and be like, that kid, God, he's got something.
There's a chance.
The new Michelangelo.
So if you like Reggie, which I'm sure you do already, he's brilliant. Check out his music, check out his comedy. He's got a Netflix special called Spatial available now. Go and have a little look at that. But for now, check out our stuff as well at Off Menu Official on Insta and Twitter, offmenupodcast.co.uk on the internet website sort of thing. Thank you very much for listening. We'll see you again sometime soon. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Wondered about the world's greatest mysteries?
Who built the pyramids? Where is Bigfoot?
I'm over here.
Is time travel possible?
Oh no, Mark.
From invisibility to whether aliens are living amongst us. It's Microscope, the improvised comedy show from the award-winning John Kearns and me, Matt Ewins, an all-round nice guy.
Where's it available?
I'll tell ya! iTunes, Spotify, Acast, and all the other places you get podcasts from. It's Microscope!
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell. If you enjoy, well, there's another podcast just coming out. Oh, no, the podcast is out now.
Yeah. If people have enjoyed Off Menu, will they enjoy Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains? I don't know.
There's a bit of crossover. We talk about maybe, you know, a couple of food issues. We talk about cutlery, and that's near food. We reckon it's out now. Not soon, it's now.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. If you like James and if you love Ed, you might get a kick out of this. But yeah, again, no pressure. But yeah, this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.